Conclusion, the integration, becoming the player you were meant to be, the final reframe. After 50,000 words exploring cognitive gravity, Nash equilibrium, variance psychology, and strategic shape-shifting, we return to the fundamental insight that changes everything. Luck is probability taken personally. This isn't just a clever phrase. It's the key to understanding why some players thrive under uncertainty while others are destroyed by it. It's the difference between seeing variance as cosmic injustice versus mathematical inevitability. It's the distinction between being a victim of randomness and being a master of probability. Every concept in this book flows from this central truth. When you stop taking probability personally, you can start using it professionally. The integrated player. The frameworks we've explored aren't separate tools. They're interconnected systems that create something greater than their parts. Cognitive architecture gives you control over your internal responses to uncertainty. You build alter egos that thrive under pressure and develop immunity to the emotional chaos that randomness creates in untrained minds. Mathematical foundation grounds your decisions in probability rather than hope. Nash equilibrium becomes your defensive baseline, while expected value calculations guide your offensive strategy. Strategic flexibility allows you to adapt to any opponent in any situation. You become a shapeshifter who presents exactly the image needed to maximize edge while remaining fundamentally unpredictable. Financial sophistication provides the psychological freedom to make optimal decisions. When you're playing with freedom money rather than scared money, variance becomes a business partner rather than an enemy. Process orientation separates your self-worth from short-term results. You judge decisions by their quality, not their outcomes, which allows you to maintain optimal strategy through any storm. These aren't just poker skills, they're life skills. They're frameworks for excellence in any domain where skill meets uncertainty, the philosophical foundation. Here's what poker teaches us about human nature. We are meaning-making creatures living in a probabilistic universe. This creates a fundamental tension between our need for narrative and the reality of randomness. Most people resolve this tension by creating elaborate stories about why things happen to them. They personalize probability, turning mathematics into mythology. This storytelling provides comfort but destroys decision-making. The integrated player resolves this tension differently. They accept that the universe is indifferent to their stories while understanding that their response to this indifference is everything. They don't need probability to care about them. They need to care about probability. Second insight: your relationship with uncertainty is your relationship with opportunity. Every edge in poker and in life exists because of uncertainty. If outcomes were predetermined, there would be no room for skill, no possibility for improvement, no chance for the prepared mind to create advantage. The players who learn to dance with uncertainty rather than fight it don't just win more at poker, they win more at life. They see possibility where others see only danger. They find opportunity where others find only chaos. The integration process. How do you become this integrated player? Not through memorizing charts or following rigid systems, but through developing what we might call probabilistic wisdom, the ability to make optimal decisions under uncertainty while maintaining psychological equilibrium. Start with self-knowledge. Which cognitive patterns are sabotaging your decision-making? Your biggest leaks aren't technical. They're psychological. Use the alter ego system to architect better versions of yourself. Build mathematical intuition, study Nash equilibrium, not to become a robot, but to develop instincts so refined that optimal play becomes natural. The goal isn't to calculate, it's to feel what the mathematics demand. Practice strategic flexibility. Don't brand yourself as one type of player. Become comfortable with multiple styles and learn to shift between them based on the situation, not your comfort zone. Achieve financial freedom. This isn't about having millions. It's about having enough that variance doesn't corrupt your judgment. Even $10,000 properly managed gives you more freedom than $100,000 in scared money. Focus on process. Track your decision quality, not just your results. The money will follow good decisions, but good decisions don't always follow money. The path forward. Your next step isn't to master everything simultaneously. It's to choose your weakest link and strengthen it systematically. If you're tilting, work on cognitive architecture. Build alter egos that thrive under pressure. If you're playing scared, focus on financial management. Build a proper bankroll and learn to play with freedom money. If you're too rigid, develop strategic flexibility. Learn to adapt your style to extract maximum value from each situation. If you're results-oriented, cultivate process orientation. Separate your decisions from their outcomes. If you're exploitable, study Nash equilibrium. Build an unexploitable baseline from which you can make calculated deviations. The key is integration over time. Master one pillar, then add another. Build your poker identity gradually, consciously, and deliberately. The ultimate truth. In the end, poker isn't about the cards you're dealt. It's about the quality of your decisions under uncertainty. And decision quality under uncertainty is the most valuable skill you can develop, whether you're playing poker or navigating life. The cards have no memory. The universe has no agenda. Probability is indifferent to your narrative. But your response to these truths is everything. You can choose to be a victim of randomness or a master of probability. You can choose to take variance personally or to use it professionally. You can choose to fight uncertainty or to dance with it. The integrated player has made their choice. They've stopped waiting for luck to change and started changing their relationship with luck. They've stopped hoping for certainty and started thriving in uncertainty. The final insight. There is no limit, like no limit, not just in poker, but in life. The only constraints are the ones you place on your own thinking, your own learning, your own evolution. Now go play, but not like you played before. Play like someone who understands that luck is probability taken personally and who has chosen not to take it personally. Play like someone who knows that mastery isn't about controlling outcomes. It's about optimizing responses to uncertainty. Play like someone who has learned to see probability as a partner, variance as a teacher, and uncertainty as the source of all opportunity. The game is calling. Your evolution awaits.